It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So we're going to be speaking with Pastor Mbele in our fundamental belief segment right now. We're talking about the experience of salvation. He's been joining us throughout this week, from Wednesday, in fact. And today we'll be wrapping up the conversation on the experience of salvation. And of course, if you would like to share your own thoughts and your own insights into the subject, our number is +27734703520. Pastor Mbele is on the line now. My pastor, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, my sister. How is SA?
Not bad at all. How is, are you in Harare?
I'm in Gweru.
Oh, in Gweru. Okay. How is
Gweru? Yeah, we are expecting to receive the rains in just maybe some minutes to come.
Oh, lovely. Lucky you. The side, it's threatening, but it's not yet, at least in Gauteng, it has not yet been heavy, like how we would hope. But hopefully before the season is over, we'll be enjoying some showers of blessings as well.
So,
Pastor, we're talking about the experience of salvation, and we've come to the end of the conversation this week. Knowing that our future is secure, it gives us peace that transcends tough times. But how exactly we come to that knowledge is the focus of our conversation today. So speak to us about how it is. How do we actually accept salvation? What does that even mean?
Yes, it all begins by believing in Christ, accepting him as our personal savior, like what Mark 16, verse 16 says. It says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
Amen.
But he who does not believe will be condemned. So we, when the gospel is preached to us, we believe. Then when we believe, we are baptized.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we'll be saved.
Mm. So is that all we need to do to be
we
saved?
We need to just be born again, my sister.
Mm-hmm. Just believe and be baptized, that's it?
That's the foundation.
Okay. And then
the way into it.
Mm-hmm. And then speaking about repentance then as a part of salvation, what is repentance and what part does it play in our salvation?
Repentance is a very important component of salvation. Actually, it is at the starting point. When we are talking about repentance, we are talking about turning away from our evil ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 11, it says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live.
Mm.
Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? God is not comfortable with the evil. Where there is God, there is light.
Mm.
There is no darkness. There is no evil. So for us to be on the side of God, to be in Christ, we have to repent. We have to turn away from our evil ways.
Mm, mm. And that kind of plays into the question that we wanted to ask the guest before you, which is that once I've been baptized, once I've accepted Jesus into my life, does that then mean I will no longer suffer those wicked desires and sinful temptations that I used to have? Do they disappear because I've accepted Jesus, or is it going to be a lifelong struggle? Forever, I'll be fighting against my sinful nature. How exactly does that work? Do those feelings go away? Do those temptations go away? Does baptism and, you know, accepting the gift of salvation, does that make me immune to temptation and sin?
Definitely, it may not go away.
Okay.
Actually, the temptations may come even more. But the good news is that you no longer, when you have received Christ as your personal savior, you no longer fight alone. Remember, at baptism, we also receive the Spirit of God.
Mm.
So instead of fighting alone, you are now having the help, the assistance of the Spirit of God.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful. That's a beautiful thing to always recognize. Now, how does salvation actually impact my life in the here and now? Sometimes I think when we talk about salvation, we're thinking about something that's going to happen sometime in the future when Jesus comes. That's when salvation is going to happen. So maybe speak to us about when exactly salvation takes place. Is it an event? Is it an ongoing process? And how does it impact my life right now in the present?
The Bible says, like what we said when we started, when you believe, you are saved. Mm. It means we get it right from the onset. But, you know, consecration is a lifetime process.
Okay.
We continue working on it. We become partakers of His divine nature and His promises
mm-hmm.
when we are baptized.
Mm-hmm. So would you say then that the new character, that when once we've put on Christ, that that is then a result of salvation and not necessarily something that leads us to salvation?
Yes, it is a result of being saved.
Mm.
And we continue, like I said, that it's a consecration. Sanctification is a lifetime process.
Yes.
We continue working on sanctification,
mm-hmm.
but already we are in Christ, we are saved.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then another thing that I think a question that comes up often for a lot of people is it once saved, always saved? Can someone who's been saved at some point be lost again?
It's possible to be lost. There are high chances of lost. As long as we are in Christ,
mm-hmm.
we are guaranteed of salvation. But
okay.
the moment we drift from Christ, then we are doomed. So for us to be assured of salvation, we must continue in Christ. We must continue working, battling with the sin, with the help of the Holy Spirit.
And how do we do that practically?
Practically, God has instituted His church as an agency for salvation. So by going to church, like what Hebrews says, that we must not neglect mm-hmm. Gathering with others. We mm-hmm. continue to encourage each other.
Yeah.
We continue to have Bible studies. We continue to nurture each other in the faith.
Yeah. Beautiful. How would you wrap this whole lesson up? How do we come to the conclusion of this whole matter regarding the experience of salvation?
Yes, we need to be saved. And God has provided measures. He has provided a path for us to be saved. And the path is through Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
Who becomes our personal Savior. We need to receive Him as our personal Savior. We need to get baptized. We need to build a relationship with Him so that we are guaranteed of salvation.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you coming through this week and sharing with us about the experience of salvation. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath.
Thank you so much. Be blessed. The same to you.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.